A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 14. Crisis on Ord Mantell. The crew of the Tin Sparrow infiltrated the Senator's personal guard in their hunt for the legendary Logue Dagger. Using this cover, they set up bombs to collect a bounty on musician Keith Strack, who was set to perform at the Senator's celebration. Setting off the explosion that killed Keith Strack, the crew used the distraction to steal the Logue Dagger and to lead the Senator into the lethal trap they had set for her with the help of the assassination droid, Linkby.
You don't hear the shot fired, but you hear it make contact with the front of her face. Oh. And she just goes down like she just got bucked by a horse. Just
okay. Yeah.
Just donezo.
Yeah, and Ileana ignites her lightsaber and she's telling you guys back in, and she like is has her by the feet, and like you guys are helping her, like drag her body back inside.
Is it all bloody? It is. Like, there's a blood trail.
Yeah, okay. It's gross.
Yeah, pretty much.
And she gets back inside, and she's like, Ileana's just like freaking out. Yeah.
I'm like, oh god, look at all the blood.
Where'd her face gross. Go?
What was that? Oh dear god.
I don't want to say this is related to her not liking Keith Strack, but I don't want to rule it out.
So she's like freaking out and she's like trying to like resuscitate her. But there's no face. She's like trying to give her CPR and stuff or whatever, and she's like, go get stuff. Just something, anything. Stop the bleeding.
And I take off down the hall.
I just go, no, there's no stopping that. Nope. All right. She gone.
At this point, everything's just a confusing mess. There's guards running around. You hear like sirens going off outside. Like the Ord Mantell police are starting to show up.
Yeah, I'll just go back to the security room.
All right. And you guys, the crowd leaves. There's like media at the gate trying to see what happened. There's personnel everywhere. They're looking over everything. They've now at this point, everyone, all the guards and stuff are now, and you guys are all in the meeting room. Ileana's with you guys. All the guards are in there. There are some Ord Mantell police in there also. At this point, they've already, it's a couple hours later, they've already carted her body off. There's a crew outside trying to peel off the pieces of Keith Strack off the side of the house. Oh. They're taping stuff off. They're spraying stuff down. They're trying to, you know.
Hey, this has been traumatic. I'd like to go lay down in my hotel. Is that okay?
She's like, hold on one second. And she starts talking to the guards and stuff. She's like, I don't know what happened out there today. It was crazy. The police need to talk to everyone and just make sure that, you know, that none of us were involved. I trust everyone here. I don't believe any of you were involved with any of this, but the police want to talk to you and they just want to make sure.
Where so are the police at?
There's like two in there with you guys.
Oh shit. Okay.
She is going to go back into her room, and she is in there with, like, some detectives or something talking.
Okay.
And so we're just together?
Yeah, you guys are sitting there while the police are just, like, kind of one by one calling people up and talking to them. So you guys
have them let everybody know, like, not just us, though.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just going to walk up to them and try my mind trick. I'm going to spend a force point.
Okay.
That's a 25.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys, listen. You don't need to question any of us. We're all good, okay? Let us all go.
All All right, we will let all of you go. We don't need to question anybody else.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so everyone's free to go. You guys are all clear. All the other guards are kind of like, what?
What?
Okay.
I can just see the image of all these guards walking out, and she's like looking at on the screen like, what the fuck?
Yeah, is she not going to see that?
No, she does. She sees, well, because a lot of them just, they just go back into their barracks and stuff.
Yeah, and there's no cameras in that area.
Yeah, there's no cameras on this floor and stuff. But also, like, the police go in, they're like, oh, yeah, no, everyone's clear, we're good. They're not, I guess she wouldn't tell they're not lying. Yeah. As far
they're
as
not lying.
To them, they're telling the truth.
Yep.
And so she would probably read that and be like, okay, that was fast. That was fast.
I guess we'll get out of here.
Yeah, and you guys can leave. You guys are free to leave. If you guys want to just, I think it'd be funny if you tried to ask for payment, but.
Oh, yeah. What about payment?
Yeah,
I just
for real, we need to ask though, because
if you just
work,
yeah, and I'd also say like if you just left, that might be a little more suspicious.
Right.
I shouldn't have said anything.
You
want to
go both of us?
Hold on. I just want to pop my head around just like this.
Can we still get paid?
And just like, hey, do we get paid for this?
Yeah. If you guys are if everything's clear and you guys need to, I guess hey, you don't need to work. I mean, you were just hired for this. Yeah. Give me a second. I'll write you a check.
Can you just transfer it?
That's what I meant. Sorry. She transfers over the credits to you.
Do we get hazard pay?
Hey, your guards, yeah.
I got blood on my favorite vest.
You guys get 100,000 credits for the work that you did.
Oh, split up or each?
Split up.
Jesus.
Each. So 20,000.
You guys need to go turn in the bounty now for her over at the...
And Keith Stragg.
I have...
And Keith Stragg. Keith Stragg was wanted by the Hutts, so you can just take his... actually, you have the bounty thing, so you could turn it in that way. I don't know how you would prove that you did it, but...
Through the bounty board, you would just be like, blew him the fuck up. And then when the news comes out tomorrow, he got blown the fuck up. You knew beforehand. That's
true. Proof enough. You guys get 5,000 credits.
For the Keith Stragg?
For Keith Stragg. You guys go to the Black Sun headquarters, the people who gave you the senator bounty. You guys walk in, and Robbie and Gera, the two leaders of the Black Sun, they come like running up to you, and they're like, holy shit, we just saw on the news. Mm-hmm. Like... That is incredible. Like, you guys got Keith Stragg and her? Like, that's insane.
Yeah, I mean, we do this.
And then Linkby comes, he comes walking in also, and he's like,
hold on, B-bags. That bounty's mine. I killed her. Here's my proof.
And he's got video from the scope of his gun of him lining up her shot, blasting her in the face. And they're like... What? Like, holy shit. Do y'all team up for this? And he's like,
yeah, they asked me to help him out. I got that kill. But that bounty's still mine.
Aww.
How much is
the
bounty?
We teamed up, though. We worked together to get you. We worked together to get you in that position, so then you need to share that.
Fuck him up. Like, someone pulled the plug on him. Ain't nobody fucks over this crew.
I didn't say I was fucking you over. I'll give you all a cut.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll take a cut.
I'm just letting you know that.
Well, how much of a cut?
I'll give you guys 10%.
That's no, equal shares.
No,
equal
shares.
No, that's
10% to each of us, and then you get the remaining 50.
No.
Yeah.
That's
50. You would not have been able to get the kill without us getting
2%.
You can try.
That's 50. That's 50,000 credits for you guys to split up. That's 10,000 credits apiece for killing her, and all you. You already got your money 10%. For Keith Strike.
Nope.
That's 10%. I'm just saying. You guys wouldn't have gotten that kill that clean if it wasn't for me. Listen.
Well, you agreed to 50%, okay?
Listen, you guys found me alone. Well, I wasn't alone. My buddy was there. But you found me in a cantina. You know, wasn't doing anything. And I was able to come help you guys. I've been out of work for a bit. I like you guys. I'd like to come work with you guys. I think you guys could use maybe an assassin droid.
Cool. Well, hop on board. You're still giving 50%.
That's the thing. No, I'm not. if I come over with you guys, I'll give you guys 20%. And you get me.
I mean, we get a sniper out of it.
True.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. I'll allow it. I'll allow it since it's on the bounty hunter and I'm I have say in it. I'll take 20%.
What the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
He's not wrong. He is the bounty hunter.
Yep. Yeah. I say we'll take the 20% and we'll let you come on. PM15's been on the comms. How's he feel about Link B coming on?
Sweet tits! I'm no longer alone!
He's got a buddy.
Okay, oh my God, we're going to have so much fun!
You're bunking with PM15.
We don't bunk don't anywhere. We just find a corner and stand for a couple
more
hours.
More the pity for him.
Okay, so you guys, with Link B in tow, you guys head to the spaceport. You guys get back to your ship.
I'm going to go talk to the chick who's on the ship.
Uh-huh.
See how she's been doing for the last day.
She's in your quarters, right?
Mm-hmm. When we left, she was just
On the couch, but I told
reading
her she
books,
could sleep
reading.
On the-
yeah. When you get back, she's still in that. She's in the living quarters, and she's got Space Flicks open. She's watching Spacer Things.
Spacer Things.
Spacer Things. Yeah.
That's such a good one.
Yeah. So she's just there. She's just hanging out.
How's your stay been?
It's been all right. Kind of.
I mean, I imagine
ready to go to the Republic.
Yeah, we finally finished up what we're doing here, so that we're about to leave.
Cool. Cool, cool.
If you want to keep doing your own thing, and you can still use my room.
Okay.
Let you know when we're stopped, unless you have any questions or any issues.
Nope.
How many episodes deep are you into that Spacer Things?
I'm on episode 5. So
oh,
I've
man,
got about
close.
Three left.
Oh,
it's
so close.
It's about to get good, baby.
It's getting real good.
It's
been
real
good.
It's about to be amazing, mm-hmm. Balls.
Don't stay up too late.
Binge it. Just finish it. You're so close.
No, you don't need sleep.
I'll probably finish it tonight. All right. So, you guys, what are y'all doing? Guess you're going to take off, huh?
Yeah, to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we need to fly back to Nahada.
Nahada. You got to take the Log Dagger back to Verbok.
Where are we dumping this chick again?
Nahada.
Narshada.
Narshada?
Then Narshada. We need to go to Narshada.
Okay. Where are we betraying this girl again?
Yes.
We need to go to Narshada first.
Narshada.
All right, so you guys take off. You guys get into space. You're plotting your coordinates.
Boop, beep, boop, 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 beep, beep.
And then all of a sudden, your ship rocks back and forth.
Oh, shit, guys, we're under attack.
God damn it. And you see fly past you two exchange ships.
Oh, it's a fucking exchange.
Everyone to stations?
Yep. Yep. Space battle time.
Space Yay! Flight!
We did it!
Yay! It happened.
Space battle. All right. So,
space battle!
We need... There's three people that can take...
I got the main pilot.
The cockpit seats. Three people can sit up there. So preferably people with... piloting.
Me.
We need
you. Also attack.
We need shooters though.
Yeah, shooters.
Gunners.
There's no gunner seats on this ship.
Okay, it's all from the.
It's all from the cockpit.
Okay.
We need someone on a computer doing shields.
I'll cover that.
We need a mechanic in the engine room.
I can do that. Or...
Okay.
All right.
So our pilot is Sawbone.
Sawbone.
Our co-pilot is Kale D-Bag. Our mechanic is Chubrub. Our I don't really know what to call
Uhura.
Willie.
It is system operator.
System operator. And then Mark Kenobi is going to be the third person up in the cockpit, and he's going to be doing the guns.
I've never used these before. I don't even know how they work. I'm going to try.
All right, roll for initiative, and we'll go around the table and say what it is.
Willie.
What's your...
Willie.
Can Willie castigate a ship?
No.
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 I don't know if he can be like, hey, fuck you.
Hey, ship, you're bad at being a ship. And the ship feels really down.
Ship feels really down.
But it's a ship, so it doesn't affect it.
Attention, douchebag pilot.
I got a 12.
12, okay. Kale?
I got 18.
All right.
19 for Trebro. All
right.
28 for Sawbone.
Goddamn. All right.
Oh, shit.
Hey, our pilot's going first. That's good.
Five.
Did you add your initiative to it?
Of course I didn't.
And?
Yeah, 13. There you go, 13. Yeah, so you're not last.
That's bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all. So we'll go off of Sawbones result for the ship. So Sawbone is first in the order, followed by Chubrub, then Kale, then Mark, then Willie.
All right. Now, so they just shot at you. They flew by. They did like a little flyby. And then they started to bank around. So like they flew by and went, and they went like they're starting to like hook around.
For an attack?
Mm-hmm. So at this point, I guess they're kind of in front of them, yeah? Because they shot and flew by.
Well, they would have shot, flown by, and then I guess they would be coming back around.
Yeah. They're coming at you.
So the pilot can attack with weapons that are for the pilot, which are all of your weapons. You have laser cannons and ion cannons. I guess from this distance, you can really just attack on them and move. And then once they're closer, if they're adjacent to you, you can initiate a dogfight with them. And then that's got its own rules as well.
I'm going to turn to Sawbone, and I'm put my hand up on his shoulder and say, I believe in you, and I'm proud to serve as your co-pilot. And I don't know how I should know this, but at some point during this fight, you will have to do a barrel roll. That being said, let's go, bro. Let's go.
Make
sure you rub the pink fuzzy dice.
Yep. And I play with the pink fuzzy dice.
All right.
I say, what does this button? What does this button do?
Don't press that button. Stop pressing button. Stop it. I'm going to disable your weapons.
Now I know. Oh, they're weapons?
Those are weapons. Oh, that's why this. Firing.
I was wondering why those shiny things were leaving when that's I was. Watch!
Laser blade. Oh,
stop
God.
It!
He's still doing
no
it!
No more. No more.
All right, what are you doing?
All right,
it's on you, Ed.
Sawbone's going to make a ranged attack with the ship's weapons at the ship at 11 o'clock.
Well, iron or laser?
Let's go with ion cannons.
Let's do right. Ions.
Yeah. That is a 21.
That hits.
Booyah!
Direct hit!
31.
Times 2?
Times 2.
62.
So 62. Yes.
62 damage.
Okay. Their shields are down, so they are open to get
open
fucked
for
with.
Business. Yes.
So you can now move. We're going off starship scale. Okay. So you can move 3 squares.
Just go straight. So 1, 2, 3.
Right yep.
There. All right. Dope. That's awesome. Now, I think it's Kale's next or Chubrub's next?
Chubrub. I'm just going to start painting on the walls.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, Kale. As a co-pilot, you can also fire guns.
Fire some missiles.
And then if he needs to make a piloting check for like a maneuver, then you can aid him in that.
So fire those.
So go ahead and fire the laser cannons.
Yeah, to fire the laser cannons?
Mm-hmm.
Fire some missiles. Okay, so 18.
An 18?
To fire your cannons at the guy whose shield you just took down?
Fire cannons.
Yeah.
Fires a missile.
That hits.
Yeah, hits.
No.
That is 4d10 times 2.
16.
Times 2.
Times 2.
32.
32. 32. Very nice. You hit it in the front and took off a chunk of its plating. It's still flying. Nothing catastrophic.
Okay.
Just a little smoke pouring out of that hole. Next up is Mark and Obi.
Oh, hey guys, I'm gonna. Oh, it aims. Okay, I'm gonna fire.
Do it to it.
All right.
So it's a 17.
That is a miss.
Ow.
Nope. Next.
Just woo, woo.
Were yeah. We you just to move? You just kind of pew pew pew.
You
pew,
move.
Pew, and it just misses. Willy.
Am I rolling use computer?
Mm-hmm. No. Did you just spend a swift action and raise the shields?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. It is their turn. So they will make...
Which one?
The one that y'all have been attacking.
Okay.
Is going to make an attack run on you.
Oh, no.
Here it comes.
Incoming, boys. Hold your nuts in your butts.
So, yeah, it's going to move 6 squares and then, like, straight forward. And as it's moving, it's going to be firing. Okay, his attack hits.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Into our shield? Or?
Good thing your shields are up.
Yeah, good thing. Yeah, good thing your shields are up. It deals 46 damage.
Holy Mother Mary!
So that was 46 minus 15.
Down to 31.
So 31. Damn. Somebody keep track of the ship's
HP. And we only
HP.
Had 120, so it's already down to 89.
So the other ship will do the same thing. that will come in on an attack run. Yep. So it's going to move 6 forward and be blasting as it goes. Okay, that one misses.
Yeah, dude.
Dope.
And then it's wide back right to Sawbone. So you can enter a dogfight.
Oh, we're entering a dogfight.
So during a dogfight, you cannot attack any other ship outside of the dogfight. So y'all are only fighting each other.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're attacking as part of a dogfight, you make an opposed pilot check. So go ahead and make a pilot check now.
Can he aid?
And you can aid.
Yes.
19
plus 2 from Kale.
Yeah.
21.
Yeah, you win out on your pilot check. As the pilot, you can make a single attack with a vehicle weapon. So instead of it being times 2, it'll just be whatever the damage is. But then gunners can make full attacks like normal.
Well, then I'm going to make a laser attack.
All right, it's 40-10.
So 34.
Oh, shit. Okay, so you whip it around as he's passing you. You whip it around behind him, and you fire your lasers, and you hit it directly in one of its rear engines, and that takes out the entire ship in a giant explosion.
Yeah, take that, bitch!
And then you zip through the cloud of debris.
You do a cool barrel roll.
Oh. Do a barrel roll.
Yes! I did a barrel roll.
That was so cool. Oh, my God.
I had a plate of cheese and quackers. And it just flipped and
lands right back where it was. You had a knife that was actually just on the plate, and it flies up and it lands right in the cheese.
My favorite is that if we have artificial gravity turned on, none of that would have happened. But for the sake of comedic purposes, I think it should have happened.
Still wondering why I'm holding it.
Chub Rub, not really much for you to do.
Can't do anything.
Kale.
Yeah.
Well, they just haven't taken enough damage.
Repair the ship?
Y'all haven't taken enough damage to
you haven't really lost anything.
Dude, we're acing this.
Yeah, that's just to the exterior.
Your engines are still running.
Yeah, your engines are intact. The interior hull is intact.
All right, then I'm going to eat some Rodian.
Cool. Kale.
They got this.
So you have to go ahead and make your attack.
Yeah, I'm just going to ion blast them. For the shield, their shield's still up, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's shields
are.
Yeah,
I hit that one, yeah, so.
All right.
To it.
I believe in you. Eye on the tiger.
I believe in you, Kim.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do rapid shot with my attack.
So you're going to add another die?
I'm going to add another die, but it'll take, what, minus 2 to the
attack? It's a minus 2 on the attack.
My attack is 18 right now. My roll.
Your attack roll? Yeah, that hits.
Okay. 40 times 2, 80.
Nice. Okay.
Bam.
Let's see. That takes out the shield.
Definitely takes out the shields.
Okay. So you nail it with that ion cannon.
Yeah.
On the
bow side.
What is the right side? Is that port or starboard?
Starboard.
Starboard.
Starburst.
So, yeah. So you blast it on the starboard side. And you're in the cockpit, so you see the starboard engine putter and stop. So they're only down to one engine.
Cool.
And
can I see
no
the pilot
shields.
From where I'm sitting?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to gesture at him.
Okay.
I'm not going to say what gesture I make at him.
He's going to gesture.
Just know that it's raunchy.
It's raunchy.
It's rude. And I made it specific to that pilot.
He's so offended.
Yeah.
Great job. And I pass you some quackers and cheese.
There's
some
no crackers. Eating in the cockpit. Yeah. I don't know who allowed this.
You're getting light. Crumbs everywhere.
That's how you get ants. Do you want ants?
Wait, don't ask him Mark, that.
Hold on. Yeah,
did someone say ants? I miss her.
Oh. He developed feelings.
Oh, good stuff. All right, Mark. Let's see it.
I put my tray down.
Your cheese tray?
Yeah. On the console.
God damn it.
God, no! Mark Kenobi, we can't have food in the cockpit.
This is why we can't have nice things.
I'll pick it back up. Hold on.
No food or drink in the Fiero.
And
I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more.
21.
To be the man who walks 1,000 miles to what?
I hit the stop button on the music.
It's broken. Keep playing.
Hit the other stop button on the other cassette tapes.
Perfect. Now we're gonna get sued for the rights to that song. Thanks, Proclaimers.
It's a parody.
It's
parody law. I rolled a 21.
Nice. That's a direct hit.
And so,
cracks
it. Prepare for it. I'm like, oh, get ready. Get ready. And I flex my chest.
So many muscles.
Hey, watch this.
All right, roll damage.
22 times 4.
Wait, 22 times 2.
Oh,
44.
44.
Yeah.
22 times 4.
22 times 4.
400. Fuck it.
Kale gestures rudely at the pilot.
Yeah, I do.
He's offended and gestures back. And you then take aim and fire and blast a hole straight through the cockpit. And the ship explodes in a beautiful shower of sparks.
Nice job, Marky Mark.
Hey, what's 18 plus 2?
20.
Nope, death.
Oh. I like how both of us 20.
20?
It's like, this joke better
not be bad.
All right.
So y'all just survived, nay, won your first space combat.
Yay!
You could thank the
title
pilot.
Of this one is Road Rage Doesn't Pay.
All right. So at this point, you guys put in your coordinates. You jump into hyperspace. You start heading towards Nar Shaddaa. You have 2 weeks on the ship again. We can either just bypass all of it, and you guys just have 2 weeks of just hanging out on the ship while you can make your way back.
Finish up spacer things.
I really want to dive deep into Willie Rowe and his relationship with his woman.
We can do a little bit of that.
I wouldn't mind having some fun with the relationship.
You can't force
our whole
a flower.
Group and this woman. Are you aware of what's happening right now?
Yeah, but I want
you
to find
to
love.
We're about to get rid of this lady.
Even
I don't
if
think
it's
that's
bittersweet.
Possible with what's happening. Like,
you both are scientists.
You understand
people.
The situation. Like,
we're about
question.
To betray her.
We ain't saying you gotta marry her, son.
Yeah, you ain't gotta marry her. You just gotta fall in love, get your heart broken, and then further your story along. I don't understand what's wrong.
That's a bottle
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, but y'all
of
have
itself.
To y'all have to turn her into Gorgonzola the Hutt.
Mm-hmm. Make her feel good before it happens.
Oh, that's just going to destroy her even more. I think he'll learn a dark side point for making her develop feelings for him before he does that to her.
She probably won't.
She probably won't?
I mean,
you have a really
he'll
good
persuade
persuasion.
Her to not get feelings.
Persuade her that this is just
oh,
for fun.
Oh, you'll have like the most beautiful ship ride, and then he has to like force wipe her memory at the end. And it's super sad.
Oh.
I do it for you.
She spends her whole life trying to get that memory back.
I'd subscribe to that podcast.
All right. So you guys, for the next 2 weeks, travel back to Nar Shaddaa. Nothing exciting happens. You don't get called to stop at Kashyyyk again. Not this time. So you guys fly to Nar Shaddaa. PN-15E contacts who he contacts. Let him know that you're on your way.
In the situation that she does not know where she's going.
Okay. You guys probably need to figure that out, because once she gets there, she's going to know where she's at.
I mean, we have mind-tricked her like 8 times before.
Might as well do it again.
Might as well Men in Black this shit one more time.
So you guys land. You guys land on Nar Shaddaa. You start to, I guess, head towards...
Start to get out. I dock the ship, and then I push the ramp button down.
Yep.
And I go, all right, guys, let's go turn in what we got. All right. Let's go...
Is that what you say, like, over the comms?
Mark and Obi, you should probably
follow
us.
Hey, Audrey.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Nothing.
And then
are we here? I mean, we just landed, so we must be wherever.
No, hey, oh, right here.
Uh huh.
Right here.
Are you sure? But
yeah,
just
no, right I'm here. Just, and then I mind trick her.
Okay.
22.
Yes. Very successful mind trick.
Okay. So what do you say to her?
Hey, follow us blindly. Okay.
I will.
Also,
follow you blindly.
Also, you're in love with Willie Rowe. Go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go. Like a Mad Lib. What an M. Night Shyamalan twist.
And I'm in love with
Willie wrote. Yeah, zagged on super. Super man, I did not zagged. Expect that. Huh. So she follows you blindly, and now she's in love with Willie Rowe. But she's shy because she's a scientist, so she doesn't know how to express that love. But oh, she's definitely
stereotype all scientists.
But she's definitely like
it's like a sloppy love.
She's like making eyes at him and stuff while you guys are leading her along.
Take
to
the hint,
ma'am. All right, so you guys get off the ship. You're walking through the spaceport.
Walking through the spaceport, looking at all the stuff. We're going to take this bitch back and give her to a hut. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm just going to set you guys up in any particular, because you guys are just walking. It's not like you're not necessarily leading. I mean, she's just following, so it's not like you're having to surround her or anything. So you guys are just walking through.
Walking Magnificent Seven style.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see kind of crouching? You kind of see, like, their backs above the crates. You can see that there are people crouching and waiting for you. Okay, so you notice them.
When I notice
they're,
them.
They're kind of crouching up ahead. Mm-hmm. And, again, they're, like, there's you're exiting where you landed.
Right.
And they are in front of, like, you'll have to pass them. No, there's for no, sure. Yeah, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. It's just while we're walking, I want to, like, say something low enough that they couldn't hear, but that point them out, be ready for what's up. And Audrey, if you can move back just a little bit and get down.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I'm taking off up to full sprint up towards
okay
this other side of the barrel.
I'm gonna move object on that other one on the other side.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do that and then roll again to fling him into that other one, into the cluster.
You're gonna grab him and then throw him into the other guys. Okay. Yeah. Real quick. I want him to yell something first.
Yeah,
do so that. You can, so which one are you yelling at? The Duro? Yeah. Okay.
You're never going to sneak up on us with that big head.
Ooh.
Shit.
Ooh.
All right, roll it.
Snap.
I rolled a 23.
23? Nice. So he's like, oh, damn, my head's too big. All right, Chub Rub is force grabbing the other dude on the other
side. The human?
Side.
Is that?
The human.
Is this a full turn for us right now? Or
yes.
We're about to go into
okay,
initiative.
Then I'm also going to take a swift action to turn on my Born Leader so everyone gets a plus one to their attacks.
All right.
Born Leader.
Bam.
All right. And I'm going to spend a force point to grab the sumbitch.
Okay.
33.
Well, okay, yes.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
And then I'm going to fling him at the Duro. That's 66 of damage to both of them.
Jesus, are you serious?
Yeah.
66 damage to both of them?
Yep.
Gonna kill him before anybody else.
God. I
had a cool punchline.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, like my God.
Triple damage.
Yeah.
Triple their health.
Okay. I'm going to take this one. So you slam them. You see, you pick him up. Everyone is like rushing up to like fight these guys. You see the human float in the air and then just whip across towards the Doros. They smash into each other. And they become one.
Oh, God.
Oh.
And they just become one? Like,
wait,
they
morph
into one?
Blob.
You
made them have sex?
And just a
oh,
blob.
Yeah. Okay.
They are smushed.
Yeah, and then the Rodian just gets coated in their guts. And I'm going to say that he's going to take a negative now because he just watched his friends become one, but not like in a holy matrimony sort of way.
He might try and just deuce out.
Yeah. That's I think he's going to run. So that's a good point. He is bolting. He is turning tail and running out of the room.
Can I shoot him before he gets away?
I want to kneel.
Roll initiative.
23.
Nice.
Damn it.
28.
Oh.
Damn. 25.
Wow.
Motherfucker.
21.
Every time.
Okay, hold on. What was that?
21 for Chebro.
Okay.
7.
Nice. Yeah, Willie.
I did all I
needed. You did what you needed to do. Oh, my Jesus.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God. Okay.
So Sawbone was already taking aim, so I'm going to continue taking aim.
Do it. Roll it.
20.
Oh, that's a hit.
24 damage.
24
to the back of the head.
Damage. You are aiming for the back of his head. You deal a blow to the back of his head, sending him stumbling forward. But he is still on his feet.
Oh, damn straight.
All right, who's next?
Who is next?
I rolled it.
It's Kale.
It's me.
Kale.
Sweet. I'm going to run and jump. straightforward, and then do like a Max Payne sort of
blah blah, blah blah
blah blah blah blah. Never mind. That is a critical fail.
I'm one gun.
For the one gun. Yeah, I guess I gotta shoot for the other gun. Good God, Caleb. I thought I was gonna do so well. 16.
A 16? That hits.
That hits him?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. That's true. That's true. That is 19.
Plus.
What? Yeah, it's fine. He's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so fucking dead.
Yeah, 21.
Yeah.
21.
So yet again, you missed your left shot.
Yeah, wide right. And then caught him with my left.
And then caught him with my left. He goes down like one of those elephants in Lord of the Rings, where he just sort of goes down face first and crumbles and like slides.
Awesome.
Well. All right. So they're dead. So you guys need to continue on your way. Happy May 4th, and surprise, new episode. I know I said it wouldn't be out until next week, but I couldn't pass up May 4th to get something out to you guys, so there you go. As always, thank you so much for listening to our show and for checking it out. It means a lot to us, all the support that we get from you guys. If you like this show, consider checking out some of our other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network and supporting them, such as 8-Bit Geek, 8-Bit Legends, Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. All of those are great shows, and we're really proud to be a part of that network that puts out such good content. Just a reminder, we have some upcoming conventions that we're going to be at. First and foremost is Texas Frightmare Weekend, which is this weekend. In fact, when you're listening to this, we'll probably be there. We're getting ready. I guess this is coming out on Thursday, May 4th, so... It starts May 5th. But that being said, that is where we're at. If you're going, say hi to us. We'll be wearing 8-Bit Geek shirts and all that fun stuff. And yeah, so you'll see us. At the end of the month, we will be at Alamo City Comic Con in San Antonio, Texas. We will have a booth. So once again, come find us. And enter into the raffle to win. Let's see. We got an Xbox One Slim S, whatever. Slim, whatever. I don't fucking know. A Nintendo Switch. Some Pops. Like those little Pop Funko Pop figurines. What else? Like a Stormtrooper helmet, Iron Man helmet, tickets for the convention next year, all that good stuff. Yeah, all you have to do is like come say hi and like our Facebook page and Twitter and stuff. So pretty dope. If you want to talk to us, obviously you can reach out to us on Twitter and Facebook and stuff, but we also have a Discord chat sort of thing that we use. You can find that link is on our website, the8bitgeek.com. You just kind of scroll through the little header image thing. There's a bunch of different ones, and there's one for Discord. So you click that, you join Discord, and you can start chatting with us. And that goes for like all the shows, and we also use it for when we play video games and stuff. There's a voice channel options as well. Speaking of shirts, because that's what I was talking about, you can check those out at 8bitgeek.threadless.com. You can buy an 8-Bit Saga shirt. You can buy Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives. Pretty much all the shows except for Garbage Day, but I think they're in the process of getting some made, like a design or something. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I have to ask Jer about that one. If you want to support the show and the network, the best way to do that is over on patreon.com/8bitgeek. For as little as a dollar a month, you get like extended episodes of the 8-Bit Geek podcast. And this weekend, we're actually going to be recording a little one-shot, kind of like the Life Day episode, with Kevin from the 8-Bit Geek. He's coming into town for Texas Frightmare, and we're going to record on Saturday night a little D&D like one-shot, or you know, Star Wars D&D one-shot. And that'll be a Patreon exclusive, like a timed exclusive. It'll be on there for a bit until like I need a week off or something, and we need to throw an episode out there. So that's what that episode will be. But for the most part, it'll be on Patreon. You can find us on Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek, Twitter at 8bit_saga, and if you use the hashtag and tweeted us using it's hashtag 8bitsaga, we'll name some characters after you. Yay! We've already introduced three, I think, in this... No, four? In this
little story, like a story arc in itself, with Linkby and Rob and Jedi Namaskara and Teemo. I think they're the four that were in this storyline. And the next like arc that we're about to get into, there's a bunch more. So if you haven't heard your name yet, I promise you, it'll be soon. So again, thank you everyone for listening. We are like back on schedule now, so now we're not on like these terrible off weeks. Our next show will be on May 19th is when we'll be back. So hope you guys enjoy this episode. It's one of my favorites. A lot of stuff happens, right? Oh, and more. You guys aren't even done yet. So much more is about to happen. So let's get back to it. I hope everyone has a great May 4th. And you get to enjoy some Star Wars and watch some the movies or Rebels or Clone Wars or whatever it is. Check out the new Thrawn book. I don't, whatever. Even if it's just us, celebrate Star Wars. Good stuff. And may the 4th be with you. Let's get back to the show.
Chub Rub's just going to take a bag out, just flick it open, and just like scoop.
Goop the goop. It's just some weird collector bullshit.
Right?
God. What? Like pre-made smoothie.
Please don't take that back on the ship.
The smell alone.
All right. I look at him and just slowly seal it.
So you guys start making your way. She comes out from behind the crate, and like they said, she's very impressed with Willy Rowe and is becoming a leader. And she is like, she's not hugging on him. But she is like,
now they fucking.
No, but she's definitely really close. You know, you guys remember what it was like when we were young.
You guys remember what it was like when girls would get close to you.
You guys remember that? Remember that?
You remember those years?
Remember those days? They'd be real close to you. That's what she's doing. She's just real close. You guys are getting closer to you're supposed to turn the bounty into, or not bounty, I mean, turn her over, sorry. You guys are just traveling through Nar Shaddaa, just a lot of people out shopping and gambling and
doing their thing,
going to the
depravity,
to the cantinas and the restaurants and, you know, all their stuff. At one point, you walk down the street where the Sarlacc money pit was, but it's all boarded up and closed now.
Oops.
Yeah.
We did that.
Shh.
We did that.
You guys are continuing on your way, and then two dudes step out in front of you in your path. Some more exchange thugs.
Uh-oh.
And the leader, or not the leader, but just one of them, pulls his gun out, and he's like, "Her, she belongs to us. Hand her over, and we'll let you go."
Fuck you.
Roll for initiative.
Ah, Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, I should have mentioned this before that. Two stepped up, three stepped up behind you.
Oh.
The ones you'll see step out in front are two humans.
Hey.
And the ones you see step out from behind you is two Rodians and a Duro.
So we're going to go around the table, and you're going to tell us your initiative.
14.
17.
26.
28.
Wait. God damn.
27.
All right. Damn.
Okay, so the humans in front of you did better than you.
Okay.
The one on my right, so stage left, he is going to take a shot at the somewhat distracted Sawbone.
Womp, womp, womp.
So he hits you.
Okay.
7 damage total.
Oh, okay.
Ouch.
Luckiest crit ever.
I'm at 50 hit points.
So he hits you in the shoulder and you're like... Is that all you got?
And then the other one on stage right, the Zabrak, will take a pot shot at you.
Mm-hmm.
Makanobe, not one. He misses.
You don't even have to bother.
You don't even have to bother at all. He shoots the ground in front of you. All right. It is now your turn.
Oh, okay. I'm going to turn around and shoot at the Duro.
Okay.
I'm going to take aim, use Deadeye, and point blank, and
try and shoot him right in the face.
Okay.
Just literally like right.
Just like, right in boom. Like not near the face, not like on the side of the face, but like right in
boom.
It.
Boom. Right in it.
Right in it.
19.
19 to hit.
Yep.
That's a hit.
All right. That is 23.
Chafe my head.
23 damage. You shoot him right where his nose would be if he weren't a Duro.
Yeah.
And you blast a hole through him.
Booyah! Headshot. Blah, blah, blah.
Nice.
So it goes Mark and then Chuck.
I'm going to attack the human here.
Do it to it.
But I'm going to tell him. Sorry, I can't look at you and do it. Deliver
eeny,
it.
Meeny, miny, mo, swing lightsaber, here we go.
No, we can't repeat.
Why? That's a good one.
Yeah, that's what a catchphrase is.
That's like a catchphrase, bro.
Catchphrases work.
Don't say what you're talking about, Willis, again. You said it last week, Webster.
I walk up to him and...
You just walk up to
hey.
Him?
Hey. Casual.
Yeah.
Casual. Hey.
So casual.
You can't do anything. It's not your turn yet. Struts up and boops him on the nose. You're in suspended animation.
Boops him with a lightsaber. Beep, beep. That's good. Well, I gingerly stroll up to him. Hey, my lightsaber's got an itch. I'm going to use your neck to scratch it. 20.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
Back it up.
I forgot. I haven't done this in so long. I forgot what I rolled.
2d8.
24.
You don't quite hit him in the neck. You just sort of slash him across the chest. He's hurting pretty bad, but he's still somehow standing.
That's not where a Duro neck is.
I look back at him. I look back at him and go, lightsaber was heavy. It's been a while.
It's been a minute. All
right,
Jabra. But it's called a lightsaber.
Got some weight to it.
Heavy saber.
Yeah, let's get the two in front.
Force slamming.
It's a 19.
Shit. So they're on the grind.
I'm going to spend a force point and add another 2d6. 27 damage.
27 and they're prone. Damage to both of them and they're prone.
And they're pronies.
The one that Mark and Obi did damage with, he's already taken one hit across the chest and that slam to the ground just... His heart couldn't take it.
His poor little
human heart just quits out on him. And then the other guy is prone and writhing in pain. Kale.
Yeah. I'm going to do like a John Woo sort of spin crane style fighting. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to rapid shot both those mofos. I'm going to take a sidestep.
You can do one person.
With my guns?
Yeah.
With two guns?
Yeah, you attack one person.
Then I'm going to attack one person. Huh? 21?
Yes, that is a heat.
Oh, thank you. 14.
14, all right. Yeah, you blast him right in the gut.
Yeah.
Right, he's doubled over in pain, but still standing.
Mm.
All right. After Kale shoots that dude in the gut, it is Willy.
I'll spin around. I'll take a 5-foot step, like, diagonally to be between...
Oh.
The Protean.
Aww.
So romantic.
Okay.
Well, they're trying to get at her.
I know. So,
yeah, they're trying to get at her.
And you're putting your body on the line.
You're putting your body
on the line.
Because
I don't want them to like, just steal her.
You say whatever you want.
You don't want
hashtag
boo-boo. To steal her from you.
Well, yeah, she's our cargo, basically.
I think he's falling for
I'm rolled a 12.
Two.
Oh, to shoot with my needler at the guy.
Okay.
That is a miss, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure she still appreciates it.
You don't have to talk something. About it like it wasn't going to happen.
Okay, it is the Rodian that you just shot at's turn. He's going to try and shoot back at you. He misses you.
That makes sense.
But it hit her? Oh.
No. It hits Chub Rub.
Oh, shit!
I'm just kidding. No.
Just in the butt.
The other Rodian will stand and take a shot at you, Kale.
I bet he did. Shot him in the gut.
He misses you as well.
Yeah, I do.
But just barely. You feel the heat of the blaster bolt as it sizzles right past your face.
Who?
That human is going to stand up.
Really?
Yeah, for reals. Okay.
The pain.
Too bad he wasn't closer to you.
And then he's just going to shoot the closest thing, which is Mark.
Bring it, bro.
Come on.
He misses you.
Feel it.
Not even. It wasn't even a close miss.
Ha ha.
He shoots the building across the street.
What are you, a stormtrooper?
He shoots the Sarlacc Money Pit. And like...
The foreclosed sign.
Just falls to the ground. Now it just says... some letters like fell, and it doesn't make a lot of sense, but now it just says the Sack Pit.
The Sack Money Pit.
The Sack Money Pit. Oh, God.
Seems like a decent name. To reopen with.
I chuckle at it.
Sawbone.
Can I see the guy that's in front of Willie from where I'm at, or do I need to move to see him?
You got line of sight on him.
Line of sight, you can see him.
I'm going to take aim, use Deadeye and point blank, and shoot him right in the face.
Cool.
17.
That's a hit.
That is 27 damage.
Holy shit. Yeah, you hit him right in the face.
That's two for two.
He's just got a gaping, burning hole where his face should be.
It's two for two. Boom, headshot.
And it is Mark's turn.
My turn.
I take my lightsaber, mm-hmm. and I touch the ground with it, mm-hmm. and I walk towards... and I walk towards the human, and I'm just giving him just the fucking just the meanest look as I walk, and it's just dragging behind me.
Uh-huh.
And I am swinging.
Take that swing.
27.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's like a, oh yeah.
And as I swing, I say, "This is how you cook a shrimp."
And it works because he's about to kill a guy.
It's a 32.
So you had your lightsaber touching the ground, uh-huh. and you just swing it up at him?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you swing the lightsaber up, he puts his hands up to defend himself, and you slice right through his hands and through his face, and half of his head slides off as he hits the ground. All right, Chub Rub. There's one guy left.
Can I go get that piece of face?
Yes.
I'm going to go scoop that piece of face into a bag.
Use his turn.
Use his turn to go retrieve a piece of
that
face.
No, I want to. I'm next. I'll do it. Scoop that face.
I want to scoop that face. Scoop that face. I am, in fact, scooping that face.
Oh,
great job. Like
Raisin Bran. Two scoops in
every
pocket.
But I am going to put it in like a space lock bag.
Space lock.
Okay.
All right, Kale.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot him in the dick.
Shoot him.
Yeah!
Right in the dick. You got
to
roll well
dick.
For that.
Yeah, I do. It's just going to be an 18 to hit him.
That's a hit.
In the dick!
That's a direct hit in the dick!
In the dick! And I'm just going to roll.
Shoot his balls off.
Oh, that's a nat 20.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
So that's one direct hit plus another direct hit times two.
Uh-huh.
Roll it up.
He's not even going to have an asshole left.
Nope. Coming for your neuter shots. 13 the first roll.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, 11 the
11,
first roll. And then 13 plus 8 for the second roll.
That's a lot.
That's so much. Okay.
So much. I go,
so
two,
you,
two.
Yeah, you go, boom, boom. So the first shot blasts his nuts off. The second shot gives him what the girls call a thigh gap.
Exchange. More like sex change.
And he's dead.
The best.
Yeah. And just the weight of his insides cave in on the thigh gap and spill to the ground.
Oh. Oh.
Anybody got any ice cream cones?
Oh. Oh. The worst.
So raunchy.
So gross.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. All right, so you guys continue on your way. Audrey is super into you right now.
She's so horned up.
She is horny for that one. If you thought she was close and like just on you before, like she is just like
moist.
Practically, she's trying to like hold your hand and like put her under your arm and stuff. You're kind of just like,
she got that adrenaline. Boner.
After these two, I'm just making constant perception checks at this point.
Okay, you just keep taking tens. You're good. Nothing. You don't see anything.
Okay.
So you guys make it to the hut, the hut's, I guess, sort of base, sort of place where they hang out. And what was, what did you name this hut?
Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola the hut.
And you walk in, and she's just sitting there. She also has a droid, kind of like PN15, just another just little protocol droid. And they're like, "Hello, are you the bounty hunters that are bringing us Audrey Fett?"
Is that from the droid?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say hail and well met in Huddies.
Yeah, and the hut just kind of looks at you, and in Huddies, the droid's gonna tell you. And she says, "Sure, okay."
That's called consistency.
We are here for the bounty on Audrey, but I think Willie Rode needs to say his goodbyes first.
Okay.
What?
What? I love how everybody's into this relationship except for the person for the who's.
He's just gonna be like, "Bye."
Yeah.
And away.
No. She's got. I mean.
Bye, Felicia.
Still in Huddies, she thought that she was coming to the Republic, so we can keep this between the three of us and not use the droid for right now so she doesn't hear.
Okay.
And then we'll figure it out. Do we just need to hand her to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've been dealing with Huts a lot, and I think...
It's true.
We join up with y'all... in something of a deal. I know I have some medical expertise that could come in handy at some points, and we're going all over the galaxy. We can help.
We have access to trade routes.
Yeah, and places where we can pursue business opportunities for the serum. So what if we, instead of doing this lump sum for the bounty, what if we do some sort of residual for whatever y'all sell?
We were rolling.
Perception check?
Yeah, perception. Persuasion.
17.
Yeah.
All right.
She's persuaded, man.
All right. What they decide to do instead of the 5,000 is that you guys will get a percentage every month.
Nice. And then last.
Starting in a few months when they start mass producing her serum.
Okay.
So.
Should be helping
we'll,
a lot.
We'll be around again.
An amount TBD.
All right, say goodbye. Bye, Audrey. You going to the huts now?
Yeah, you just broke your own mind trick.
Yeah.
Oops.
He didn't know. Oh, God.
I guess so. She kind of snaps out of that. Still loves Willie, though. But so she turns to Willie, and she's like, "What, the huts? I thought you were taking me to the Republic. You lied to me?"
God damn it. The worst.
Willie, you lied to me?
This is a much better place for you.
What? How? It's the huts. I could have gone to the Republic and helped people.
No, they're going to help people too. It's just going to benefit everyone in a much better way. You're going to make much more money here than with the Republic.
Okay. She kind of looks up at the hut and she's like, more money?
And more money?
Yeah. And the droid's so much more money.
We'll be back around at different points in time.
Okay.
He's looking at you.
Cool.
He's looking.
She's got like dollar signs in her eyes. Like she's like, okay, making some money.
Because
she knows that she wasn't going to get paid by the Republic. They were just going to take her thing and save everyone in the galaxy.
Yeah. But now she gets money and she's on Nar Shaddaa, which is a gambling planet.
Mm-hmm.
She can just feed her habit.
Yep. So she is good.
Speaking of that.
Yes.
So hand her over. Mm-hmm. Finish that. I want to ask Gorgonzola.
Okay.
About the what's going on with what was the casino called?
The Sarlacc pit.
The Sarlacc.
It's called the Sack Pit. Now you have to see it. It's fucking hilarious.
The Sarlacc money pit closed down not long after Aldrig took off. There was no one there to run it. The Sirocco gang pulled out and it closed down.
So just it's free space.
No one owns it right now. It's just.
Part of city property.
Yeah, it's just kind of sitting there. If you're interested in it, there's a hut, Council of the Hut meeting coming up in the next week.
Council of the Hut?
Council of the Huts.
There you go.
Coming up in the next week or so. So you can probably talk to them.
Okay.
And right, if you are curious about maybe purchasing it from them.
Thank you. Do I need to make an appointment? Just show up at the meeting.
if you show up with your boss.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh.
And well, see you later, maybe.
All right, so you guys leave. You guys make it back to your ship, no problems. You guys hop over to Nalhutta, which is like a two-hour flight. So you guys land once again on Nalhutta in that same docking bay you guys have been using. You guys travel.
Constant perception checks.
Hmm?
Constant perception checks.
Now you're on Nalhutta. You're good now. So you make your way up to Verbox Estate. You take PN15 with you,
mm-hmm.
as always.
Yeah.
You guys walk in. You guys have the Logue dagger with you.
In butter.
Oh my god.
No, it was in the space lock bag.
In the butter.
In the butter.
Yeah.
It was stashed.
You guys get in there. And Verbok is sitting up on his little throne area. He's sitting there, just chilling. PN15 approaches him, and he's like, "Verbok, your team." And you guys walk up. Verbok says something in Huddies, and I guess you guys understand it. But PN15 goes ahead, and he's like, "So you want to know, you guys got that Logue dagger?"
I'm gonna hold up the tub of butter.
He says, "Clearly, you got that from his cousin, Mardosh."
I reach into the bag and grab a big old fistful of, like, the bag and butter and everything and just, like, yank it out, spray butter everywhere. Oh, no. And then just unroll the bag, just drop it, big old thing of butter just falls on the floor. Open it and hold the bag open for him to look into.
So he sends PN15 over, and PN15, like, pulls the dagger out, and he brings it up to him. And you can just tell on Verbok's face, just, like, dude is, like, fucking pumped. He is so excited to have that. So he takes it and he holds it and he's just like, I mean, again, just ecstatic to have this. And he looks to you guys and he starts talking, and PN15 says,
alright, he clear, as you can see, is very happy to have this. We're going to transfer over the million credits into your account. You guys can split that up accordingly.
How much did you promise, Ants?
I didn't know. Nothing this time.
He says the time has come to claim his spot on the Hutt Council. There's a meeting in a couple of days. You guys can just hang out here for a couple of days. If you need to make any fixes or whatever, repairs to your ship, if you guys need to do any shopping, stuff like that, I'm sure there may be some bounties available on this planet also. But he wants you to go with him to the meeting to present the dagger to the council to prove that he has earned his spot on the Hutt Council to rule. They're also really excited to meet you guys. They've heard about all the fighting and stuff you guys have done against the exchange. And as you know, it's an unofficial, like, motto of the Hutts, but we like to say it a lot, is that fuck the exchange. You guys have fucked the exchange pretty good.
A lot. They attacked us a few times on Nar Shaddaa.
Yeah, and like Mardosh talked about Tatooine. All the stuff on Tatooine,
mm-hmm. and the space battle.
Yeah, I mean, because I called him up and I told him what was going on, so he knows all about that. And also, we just got a call about 2 hours ago from Gargonzal over there that said you guys handed over Audrey. Mm-hmm. And man, they're loving all the work you guys are doing for the Hutts. They really want to meet you guys.
It's funny because I was going to come here and ask if you could go with us to that meeting, because I was going to see about that casino that we raided earlier.
Yeah, he says that you may be able to work something out. He says that the Hutts, again, they're really loving you guys, that they may be able to maybe help you out with that. And if he gets his spot on the council, it'll be pretty dope.
Hey, what's the food spread going to be over there?
I mean, just a buffet of a lot of stuff. I mean, from all the Hutts span several planets across,
that sounds
across
great.
Several systems.
I have a request.
Uh huh.
I mean, since we did all this stuff, and can I get can you send what out and maybe, I don't know, have this chick named Ants be there for me?
Verbok wants to know how he can get in contact with her.
Oh, I got a contact information right here.
Okay.
And I sent it over.
Okay.
Why don't you just call her?
I'm nervous.
Also, she just works for Mardosh, so you could just have him be like, "Hey, tell Mardosh to bring his bartender."
Can you bring your bartender?
It's not his bartender.
Can you bring someone's bartender?
His cousin.
Your cousin.
Bring a random bartender.
Bring a bartender.
I need Ants, okay?
He'll see.
He needs ants in his pants.
Ayo.
No.
All right, and with that, I believe that's it. I believe that's all he has. He's really excited to have this. This is really going to help him claim that seat. So you guys are free to do what you want for the next 4 days, and we'll see you at the Council of the Huts meeting here on Nalhada.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.